This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Okay, I've got an emergency update for you. The evening of June 30th, 2020, the rules of engagement that Black Lives Matter has been operating under have been upgraded to a new engagement level of shooting people in vehicles. And there have been now two shootings under these new rules of engagement. I've heard directly from a source in Seattle, in the CHAZ autonomous zone, or CHOP as it's called now, that there was a young black teenager who was killed in a vehicle. And guess who shot them? It was the CHAZ security forces, who had been told to open fire on suspicious vehicles. And then earlier today in Utah, there was a 60-year-old man who was shot while driving a vehicle, a white SUV, trying to move slowly through an intersection where there was a Black Lives Matter mob. And video has been captured. It's very clear what happened. A Black Lives Matter protester raised a pistol at very close range and shot into the vehicle, injuring the senior citizen, who was, of course, completely innocent. In addition, there was a second gunman at the scene who was also a Black Lives Matter, quote, a peaceful protester, as the left-wing media calls them, who was also pointing a pistol at the vehicle in another frame that we were able to capture from additional video. It's not clear whether the second gunman had opened fire on the vehicle or not. It's not clear how many rounds the vehicle was struck with, but we know at least one went into the vehicle and injured the senior citizen. We don't know the race of the senior citizen at this time. But here's what's clear. The Black Lives Matter, quote, protesters are now engaging in a shoot at vehicles engagement rule, or rule of engagement, as it's called, ROE. They've been told to shoot into vehicles now, and that's exactly what they're doing. So this is a linear escalation of the Black Lives Matter terrorists, as we have accurately called them from day one. And understand that every corporation that's out there virtue signaling and claiming they support Black Lives Matter is now openly supporting gunmen who shoot innocent people. So Black Lives Matter is synonymous with gun violence at this point. They are shooting innocent people and killing innocent people, including inside CHAZ, by the way, where to date, five people have been shot, and I believe two have been killed. And remember, that's the police-free zone created when Black Lives Matter terrorists seized six city blocks of downtown Seattle, and the mayor of Seattle ordered police to back down. Now, this is in addition to the 911 recording that we posted a video on that earlier, well, last night, actually, that has a recording of a woman who appears to be a white woman with a child in her car, and her car is being attacked by a Black Lives Matter mob. She calls 911 and frantically asks for help as her car is under assault and the situation, she says, is getting very dangerous. The 911 operator tells her that City Hall has sanctioned the Black Lives Matter protests and that therefore police can only observe and cannot intervene, and there's nothing that police can do to help this woman who's calling. And of course, she freaks out and gets very afraid. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm under attack here. And the 911 operator just says calmly, you should contact City Hall to communicate your frustration to City Hall. There's nothing we can do, you know? So we have, in summary here, we have an escalation of the rules of engagement of Black Lives Matter that are now going kinetic, just as we warned you they would. They're going kinetic. They're opening fire on vehicles. Note that they're not returning fire. It's not like they were shot at first. They are initiating gunfire into vehicles with the intent to kill the occupants of those vehicles. And they succeeded in one case and killed a black teen in Seattle who was in one of the vehicles that was assaulted by Black Lives Matter, quote, security forces. So it begs the question, are they terrorists now? You know, how far is the left-wing media going to go in covering up all of this and falsely claiming that these are peaceful protesters? I mean, how many people have to die? How many people have to get shot before the truth will be admitted by CNN, let's say? And also at the same time, how many people have to die before the DOJ or the State Department officially declares Black Lives Matter to be terrorists? Because you see, this is the designation that much of America is waiting for. There are tens of millions, maybe 100 million plus armed patriots in America who have been standing back and holding their fire and watching while their cities are burned, while businesses are destroyed, while innocent people are assaulted and police officers are assaulted and private property is destroyed and cop cars are burned. And the patriots are just waiting for a designation that Black Lives Matter really are a bunch of violent terrorists engaged in an illegal insurrection against the United States. Once that designation becomes official, then I'm pretty sure the citizens are going to solve this problem very quickly by simply engaging, i.e. shooting the terrorists. Which is exactly the way to stop terrorists from continuing to kill innocent people and burn down America's cities and also terrorize innocent people who live in those cities. So this terrorist designation needs to happen. It probably will happen soon, is my guess. And when it does happen, I'm not recommending that you go out and look for people to shoot, but if you are not armed in your defense anywhere in America today, then you're a fool. Just driving your car near a Black Lives Matter protest can now get you shot because their rules of engagement have been escalated to that level of shooting into vehicles now. So even if you're doing nothing wrong, even if you haven't flipped them off or called them racist thing, you know, what doesn't matter. You've done none of that stuff. You're just driving by, they can open fire into your car. And in fact, that's what they are already beginning to do. That has begun. So if you don't have a gun in your vehicle, you know, where it's legal, of course, I always say follow the law. But if you don't have a gun in your vehicle, you're insane at this point. And probably it should be something more than a pistol. Did I ever tell you what the gun that I have in my car? You know, I'm not going to go into too many tactical details about exactly what I carry, but I will give you the size of the cartridges that are in it. And that's 7.62 by 39. That's my car gun. Okay. It's not some 9mm little puny pistol. It's a full on 7.62 because I've seen this coming. I've been threatened. I've been death threatened. And now any white person in America might be spontaneously shot by Black Lives Matter terrorists. Any person who they see as being white, or they see as being someone who's not compliant with their insane demands. So this is where we are now in America, where we have every major corporation from McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Nike and Adidas and Microsoft and Google are all now openly endorsing terrorist groups that open fire on innocent people driving vehicles. So again, all those corporations and many more, there are hundreds of them, are complicit with terrorism. And many of them have donated money to these Black Lives Matter terrorist groups. So we literally have corporations across America donating hundreds of millions of dollars to fund terrorist organizations, which is why the DOJ should not only arrest all of the terrorists, but should arrest the CEOs of all these corporations that are funding the terrorist operations that are hunting down and shooting innocent people all across America. And if the DOJ won't do this, if they won't designate them terrorists, if they won't defend America, if the government won't step up to the job, there are two things that are going to happen. Number one, the American people are going to just completely lose any remaining faith in government, not that they have much left anyway. But if government can't protect you when you dial 911 and you're under assault and the government says, sorry, City Hall has sanctioned this mob, you know, what are you doing paying taxes to City Hall? What's the role of government if they can't even protect you from a lunatic terrorist mob? But secondly, the second thing that's going to happen, I predict, is that the American people will take matters into their own hands, just like what's that couple, the McCloskeys, I think, in St. Louis, that couple that was right in front of their crazy rich mansion he with an AR-15 and she's holding, looks like a 380 auto pistol, protecting their house against the Black Lives Matter mob that was, you know, marching by. More American people are going to take up firearms in their own defense, because eventually this goes kinetic, because Black Lives Matter now wants to shoot people and they are willing to shoot first. They are initiating violent shootings, you know, mass killings. And so the American people have the right to defend themselves. And there will be many, many Americans who begin to take action to defend themselves against these violent left-wing terrorist mobs that are supported by corporate America, as well as the left-wing media, don't forget. So stay informed. You can hear my podcasts at brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report. You can also read my website at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.